All right, it's a download here on 720 WGN. We got a truncated show. We're out at 8:30. The Blackhawks pregame takes over. So why don't we get right to it? Start with the carryout. This, of course, our nightly segment where I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories, an all-out war in both Syria and the Senate. First, let's do Syria. In a striking reversal, the U.S. says they will lead an international effort to remove President Bashar Assad. And does that mean military action? Trump won't say. He says that he doesn't like to show his hand. And I can understand. Have you seen his hands? Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that there's no place for Assad in Syria, which is a huge statement after last week's Assad's removal is not a priority. A chemical weapons attack on your own people may have something to do with that. I personally am glad to see the Trump administration go hard because it's completely unacceptable what Assad did. But what will it look like? Russian and Iranian troops are already in Syria, so the U.S. has to find the right response that makes the Assad regime pay but not start World War III. So have at it, President Trump. Yikes. And now the Senate. Yep, Senate leader Mitch McConnell enacted the nuclear option to end the Democratic filibuster, essentially changing the Senate rules to get Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch confirmed. And the vote will be tomorrow. You know, it's funny because this was already done by Democrats for federal court appointments back in the Obama administration. And the Republicans were livid. So now they get to use it. The Democrats are livid. Isn't this essentially the political version of gang warfare? You shot my cousin. Now I'm going to shoot you. You changed the rules of the Senate, so I'm going to change them too. And so here we are, 2017. A president voted in because America was sick of partisan politics in Washington. So essentially, those politicians chose not to work together again and divided the country even further. So who breaks the cycle? Democrats? When they get control in 2018, will they demand that the rules of the Senate go back to normal? Or will they take the ring and be corrupted by the power? Oh my God, I just figured it out. This country needs Frodo Baggins. Because you know if Chuck Schumer gets that ring. Have you ever seen Chuck Schumer and Gollum in the same room? You haven't. That's what I'm saying. Yikes. Come on, Frodo. At least for vice president. And I don't know who's going to... Gandalf for president, Frodo for vice president. Closer to home, the governor's race welcomed a new challenger today. Businessman J.B. Pritzker is running for the Democratic nomination. Pritzker is usually involved in politics on the financial side, bankrolling Illinois Democrats like Rahm Emanuel or presidential candidates like Hillary Clinton. So now that he's running and he has to bankroll himself, does that mean that the Democratic Party loses a big time fundraiser? Also, I can't wait to watch billionaires Pritzker and Kennedy join Bruce Rauner and being folksy. You know, gonna be a lot of overalls and dropping G's. This is going to be like J.B. Pritzker is going to have an axe on his shoulder the entire campaign. Rauner did respond today by going, Madigan, 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 and Madigan, Speaker Madigan. I saw this yesterday. The former police superintendent, Gary McCarthy, was asked to run for mayor, but you know what he said? He's not interested. That would have been a good race, right? I mean, imagine that. McCarthy versus Emanuel. Good for who? Good for people who love mustaches and ballet? Oh, I know. People who don't live in Chicago. That would be great for it. Terrible entertainment news today. Comedian Don Rickles dies at the age of 90. The king of the insults died in his Hollywood home. No word on who his last joke was aimed at. Like the maids, like, she told me off. I feel honored. Young comedians today can thank Don Rickles for having to apologize to audience members after shows. That'll be his legacy. Every person going, I'm 19. I'll try that. Good luck in 2017. And weather, here comes the sun. Nice day today and supposed to be nice this weekend. We earned it after the crappy weather yesterday, including high winds that cracked a high-rise window in the Loop. Could you imagine living up on like a 40th floor of one of these buildings, snuggling up under the covers while you binge-watch the show House? And boom, cracked window. It's like that scene in Total Recall. You know, remember that? When it shatters the window and everyone gets sucked out into Mars and they can't breathe. That's what I figured it'd be like. One of those windows cracked. In sports, the Cubs did what they do. They beat the Cardinals with late inning heroics to take the series. It's a seventh inning home run by Kyle Schwarber that brought him back. Early season Cub takeaways. Schwarber looks amazing. He's going to lead off in the All-Star game. Jason Hayward's hitting. How about that? And Wade Davis looks like a real deal closer. If anything, the Cubs' infield defense might be suspect with errors both by Javi Baez and Ben Zobrist. But then again, Double A, Albert Almora robbed a home run, so, you know, it's just a wash. The Cubs head to Milwaukee tomorrow. The White Sox got into the win column today with a blowout against the Tigers, 11-1. The takeaways from the Sox opening series, DH Matt Davidson and catcher Gio Soto, huge games. Soto hit two home runs. Always loved that dude. The Sox should go get Mike Fontenot now just to keep it up. Look at all those late 2000 Cubs. What's Ryan Terrio up to? Anyway, Davidson and Soto, welcome to the Everyday Lineup. DH Cody Ashy, the other catcher, I don't know, even know his name, hit the showers. You're out. James Shield looked pretty good today, only gave up a run, although he walked five guys. Also, rebound game today for star shortstop Tim Anderson. The downside, Quintana got blown up and called strike three. That just seems the thing the White Sox really love. Ooh, didn't see the fastball right down the middle. Next time, we'll get him next time. They host the upstart Twins tomorrow. The Blackhawks take on the Ducks tonight in Anaheim. Hopefully, they got there early enough to ride Space Mountain. Get the fast pass. It's worth it. It's not set in stone who the Hawks will play next week in the first round of the playoffs, as Nashville, St. Louis, and Calgary all jockey to be the worst wild card. You take it. No, you take it. You take it. The Bulls in a three-way tie with both Indiana and Miami for the final two spots. They are in Philly tonight. And they are doing what they need to do. They're up 14 in the third quarter. I can't believe I just got super excited about that. That's it. They're doing exactly what we told them not to do. A first round series with the Cleveland Cavaliers. All right. And finally tonight, a woman in California fell from a bridge when trying to take a selfie. Yep, hundreds of feet. She survived after being airlifted out of the area. Wow. You know what? I'm waiting for that to happen in Chicago when people take selfies on the Michigan Avenue Bridge in front of the Trump Tower. I mean, you can lose your balance when you're double flipping the bird. I mean, you can. That's the carryout for April 6, 2017. In honor of John Rickles, we're going to take your order, and then we're ruthlessly going to make fun of you. It's the ultimate honor for one of the best. All right, coming up, we'll talk about the crack epidemic, aggressive police tactics that come from that time, that era. A new series on Audible takes a look at that. And also, Ernie Johnson, 720 WGN. Download, stay with us.